Gardening gives me the lift I need. Member Lawrence Booth explains why he opened up his garden at the end of August to his community. Last month, green-fingered Lawrence Booth opened his garden to his local community on the bank holiday to raise money for Blind Veterans UK and also show what's possible after sight loss. Lawrence, 85, spends hours caring for his garden and wanted to share his passion with his friends and neighbours. He says, "I've been a keen gardener since I retired and spend around 6 hours a day outside tending to my pots, hanging baskets, vegetables and lawns. I wanted to open up my garden for the day as I thought it would be nice for me to talk to one or two people and to show them what a blind veteran can do. I take it nice and steady in the garden and try to do as much as I can myself. I do all the pots myself and my son comes once a week to cut my lawns. I had some pots to sell along with a tombola and teas, coffees and cake. I was hoping for a good turnout and to make a bit of money for Blind Veterans UK. The sun shone and about 20 people came along, which I'm so happy with. I was able to show people how to grow things in pots and tubs." Lawrence served in the RAF between 1958 and 1961. He lost his sight about 20 years ago. He says, "It's like I'm looking through a fog all the time. I can't see anything at all out of my right eye and have only central vision in my left eye. I can cope though. I look after myself and I want to keep active while I can. There are days when I get a bit down, but I pick myself up and try not to dwell on things. I go out two or three nights a week to my local club and Blind Veterans UK arranged a volunteer who takes me out and about. The charity also came out to assess my house and arranged for me to have a reading machine which reads my letters to me and a magnifier. They also put bonbons on my cooker so that I know where the dials are. My gardening keeps me busy and stops me from getting down. It's the perfect way for me to do a little something to say thank you to the charity that has helped me so much."